Welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading to the Keystone State, Pennsylvania, to profile a representative who made his name building things before he started writing laws. We are talking about Republican Representative Dan Meiser of Pennsylvania's 9th District.
Dan Meiser is definitely a businessman first, and a politician second. His story starts with a company called Pride Mobility Products. He joined the family business in 1988 when it was tiny. Over the next two decades, he helped build it into a global powerhouse in the manufacturing of power wheelchairs and scooters. It became one of the largest employers in Northeast Pennsylvania. That experience, dealing with payroll, exports, and manufacturing regulations, is the lens through which he views everything in Congress.
He took that executive mindset to the state capitol before heading to Washington.
Right. He served as the Pennsylvania Secretary of Revenue under Governor Tom Corbett. Usually, the tax man is the most hated person in the state, but Meiser actually won awards for how he ran the department. He treated taxpayers like customers and modernized the agency. He brought that fiscal discipline to Congress in 2018. He represents Pennsylvania's 9th District, which is a fascinating slice of Americana. It includes Schuylkill County, which is the heart of coal country. This is where a huge portion of America's anthracite coal comes from. It also includes Lebanon County and parts of Berks County, which are massive agricultural hubs.
So you have coal miners, factory workers, and dairy farmers. It's a very blue-collar, working-class district.
It is, and Meiser fits that perfectly as a manufacturing guy. He is a co-chair of the Congressional Coal Caucus, which is a vital role for his constituents. He fights tooth and nail against EPA regulations that threaten the coal industry, arguing that Pennsylvania energy is cleaner and more reliable than foreign imports. But his biggest role right now is on the Financial Services Committee. He is the chairman of the Subcommittee on Oversight and Investigations. That gives him the gavel to haul in federal regulators and ask them why they are making life hard for small businesses. He essentially acts as the chief operating officer for the committee, looking for waste and overreach.
He is the CEO who went to Washington to audit the government.
That's a great way to put it. He isn't there for the soundbites. He's there to look at the balance sheet.
That is our profile for Pennsylvania's 9th. Stay tuned as we continue our roll call. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.